I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast, the Round 12 team list they have just dropped. We'll go through each of those now and talk about some of the changes, what that means for Supercoach and teams in general. We kick off on Thursday night with the Melbourne Storm taking on the Manly Seagulls from Amy Park. The Melbourne Storm coming off two L's in a row, two pretty poor L's as well, especially the one against the North Queensland Cowboys last week that would have really stung the Manly Seagulls. Bit of a new look side, obviously missing Turbo, looking to bounce back from last week's heartbreaking loss to Parramatta. For the Melbourne Storm, Nick Meaney at fullback, still no Ryan Pappenhausen in the squad. On the wings, Dean Iorima and Xavier Coates, Marion Seve and Justin Olam make up the centres. Cam Munster at 6, Jerome Hughes at 7. Harry Grant, he returns in the 9 jersey up front with Jesse Bromwich and Tui Kamakamika. Felice Kafusi and Kenny Bromwich make up your back row along with Josh King in the 13. On the bench, we've got the hectic tees, Tyron Wishart, Trent Leiru, Alec McDonald. On the extended there, guys to keep an eye on, there is Bronson Garlick, Jack Howarth, Will Warbrick. I wouldn't be surprised to see either Warbrick or Howarth come into this back line. For me, I think Warbrick will be the guy. Keep an eye on him to make his debut over the next few weeks. For the Manly Seagulls, replacing Tommy Turbo in the one jersey is Ruben Garrick. We see Christian Tuipulotu on the wing and George Tafua, big Jorge. Good to see him back in first grade. It's been a long time between jerseys there. In the centres, Morgan Harper and Kohler. Kieran Foran and DCE, your halves. Up front, Josh Alea and Toa Sipley. Lachlan Croker in the 9. The back row, Olakua Atu, Andrew Davey and Jake Trbojevic locking the scrum. On the bench, Walker, Schuster, Bullimore and Kepi. On their extended, Jason Saab is there. Keep an eye on him. KO Weeks also there. Keep an eye on him during the origin period. I think you will see him make his debut outside of that. That will be your Manly side, I believe. Keep an eye on Saab though. You might see a change there. Friday night, the Penrith Panthers off the back of their big win against the Sydney Roosters take on the North Queensland Cowboys off the back of their huge win against the Melbourne Storm. The Penrith Panthers 1-17 essentially here. Edwards, May, Targo, Crichton, To'o, Luai, Cleary, Leota, Kurosawa, Fisher-Harris, Kikau, Martin, Isaiah Yeo. Their bench this week, Kenny, Sorensen, Leenu, Jamin Salmon. No one to really take note of on the bench for the Penrith Panthers. Realistically, they are gliding along very nicely at the moment. For the Cowboys, a couple of changes. Scotty Drinkwater on the wing. Hamiso comes in on the wing to replace Kyle Felt, who is injured. His wing partner will be Tua Luggy, who's on fire at the moment. Val Holmes and Pete Hickam in the centres. Tommy Dearden and Chad Townsend make up your North Queensland halves pairing. Up front, Jordan McLean and Reuben Cotter. Reece Robson in the 9. Your back row, Tommy Gilbert, Jeremiah Nanai and Cohen Hess in the 13, replacing the injured Jason Taumalolo. On the bench, Jake Granville returns. Hylam Lukey, JTB returns as well, and Griffin Neem. Guys to watch on the extended there. No one to really keep an eye on. Riley Price is there. Brendan Elliott still there. Ben Condon, Benny Hampton. I've heard rumours. I haven't seen him play myself, but the 18, Sadrugu, I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it. Apologies if it's not, brother, but have had a few people message me this afternoon in particular and say keep an eye on the 18 for the Cowboys. So haven't seen him play myself, but one to watch there. Isn't that disappointing? That game's going to be a 6 p.m. Friday. Poor bastards didn't know just how good that game was going to be. Friday, the late game, 7:55, the local derby. We've got the Brisbane Broncos taking on the Gold Coast Titans. For the Broncos, still no sign of Adam Reynolds, as Roman will line up in the 7 alongside Tyson Gamble. The rest of the back line remains the same from last week. Forwards, Corey Jensen with Payne Haas up front. Billy Walters was in the 9. The back row, Kate Will, Ricky and Paddy Carrigan locking the scrum. On the bench, Corey Pakes, Kobe Hetherington, Tom Flegler and Pallias. Sia, Branko Lee, Robarty, Reece Kennedy, Jordan Piera, all these guys on their extended, still plenty of depth in this Brisbane Broncos lineup. For the Gold Coast Titans, Jaden Campbell in the 1. On the wings, Corey Thompson, Jermaine Asako, Brian Kelly and Isan Masters in the centres with AJ Brimson and Toby Sexton as your halves. Mo Fodder-Waker up front with Jared Wallace, 2 try hero last week. Aaron Clark in the 9. Isaac Liu and Bo Fermor on the edges with Big Tino locking the scrum in the 13. Tanner Boyd, Joel Lift, Sam McIntyre and Sam Lassone make up your interchange bench there. Still got Greg Marshew, Herman Essa, and of course the big fella in jersey 23, David Fifita, named on the extended bench. Just keep an eye on him, whether he comes into this side or not. Wouldn't be surprised to see him nab a bench spot, probably over Sammy McIntyre. And Paddy Herbert, of course, in jersey 24 on the bench there as well. As we said, keep an eye on Fifita. He obviously, if he wants to play Origin this year, he probably needs to get some games under his belt, so I'm sure he will be keen to jump into that Titans side. Let's move to Super Saturday of round 12. We've got the New Zealand Warriors taking on the Newcastle Knights. Must-win game for both of these teams, in my opinion. Couple of changes for the Warriors. Now, Dejan Arce, he is on the extended bench. Chanel Harris-Tavita is coming to this side, despite saying during the week that he's not going to play on after this year. An interesting move there, but Chanel Harris-Tavita is supremely talented. The big changes, though, in the forward pack. Now, Freddie Lussick, he will start in the 9. That's because Ben Murdoch-Masilla is in the front row with Jazz Tavega, of course, letting Matt Lodge go. And it looks like Adam Fanua-Blake's in a bit of curry with his injury. The second row is Aitken and Tohu Harris, Jack Murchie in the 13. On the bench, you got Otokolo. He is the replacement for Freddie Lussick, or the sub for Freddie Lussick. The two hookers there will share minutes. Aaron Penne, Bunty Afoa, and Eli Katoa. On the extended, still got Jesse Arthurs there, Rocco Berry, Dunamis Louis, who they signed this week. Wouldn't be surprised to see him come in. Arce, who's sitting there, then Ronald Volkman, of course, in jersey 24 as well. So especially for Supercoach, I think Jazz Tavega becomes very interesting. Now I'll be very keen to see what Timmy Williams thinks about him. I'm really considering bringing him in. I obviously need to move Chris Randall out of there, so Jazz could be a good move. Tohu Harris, he looks to lose a heap of money this week, which hopefully means that we can bring him in next week for the round 13 bye. Newcastle Knights at fullback, KP, Edric Lee on one wing, Dom Young on the other side. Gagai in the centres, and Tuala comes in to replace Bradman Best. Anthony Milford in the 6, and a change in the 7 jersey. Jakey Clifford, welcome back into first grade here. Jake Clifford in the 7 jersey. David Clemmer up front with Daniel Saifidi. Chris Randall in the 9. Tyson Rizel and Fitzgibbon on the edges with Mitch Barnett locking the scrum in the 13 once again. Your bench for the Newcastle Knights: Phoenix Crossland, Jacob Saifidi, Leo Thompson and Matt Croker. Extended there, you got Simi Sassadi, Brody Jones, Tex Hoy. No one else overly relevant there. I'm not expecting any changes to that Newcastle side. Interesting in draft competitions, Jake Clifford might be a guy worth getting. He might be sitting on the waiver wire there. Don't mind him in this matchup against the New Zealand Warriors. And as we mentioned, Jazz Tavega as well for the New Zealand Warriors. An interesting little pick there. Okay, Saturday 5:30, we've got the South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the West Tigers. For the Bunnies, Blake Taff remains at fullback. AJ and Tane Mills been named. He has to pass HIA protocols to play. It is a short turnaround, only 6 days, so keep an eye on Tane there. Jackson Paulo and Stretch Campbell Graham in the centres. Cody Walker and Ilias make up your halves once again. Totola up front after getting knocked out in the first minute. He will also have to pass HIA protocols this week, with Tom Burgess lining up with him. Cookie in the 9. In the back row, Colin Montagne, Jai Arrow, Harm Selle in the 13. Liam Knight, Mark Nichols, Havili and Cody Nicarima on the bench. So a big in there, Mark Nichols returning. That'll be great for South Sydney. On the extended bench, Mansell, Isaiah Tass, Shaq Mitchell, Dean Hawkins, and Cam Murray. So two guys to note on the extended bench here for South Sydney. Cam Murray in the 24. Interesting to see if he comes back this week. If I was South Sydney, I would not be bringing him back heading into an Origin period that's going to be very tough. I wouldn't be bringing my star lock forward back quicker than he needs to. And of course, jersey 20, devastating for a lot of Supercoach players that brought him in last week. Trent Peoples, coming off some really good scores, was just about to make you some coin. between and now in the extended. I'd like to think that he will play again over the next few weeks. Obviously, during the Origin period, Jai Arrow, he will disappear. So you would think that Trent Peoples would be the next man up there. But a real stinger for Supercoach players there. You'll probably make less money than what you anticipated. For the West Tigers, Dane Laurie returns. Fantastic to see Dane Laurie returning in the one. Kapoa and Ken Mamalo on the wing. Staffatell returns to his usual centre spot. And Brent Naden. Luke Brooks in the six. Jackson Hastings in the seven. Keep an eye on Jacko. I know he's got his foot in a boot at the moment. It'll be interesting to see whether he takes his place for the West Tigers. I will say this with Hastings, they have got a bye the week after, and he's well aware of that. So it might be a case of just get through South Sydney here, and then maybe he can have a little spell there. But Luke Brooks returns in the six, which will definitely help. Up front, James Tamu and Zane Musgrove. Jake Simkin in the nine. Luke Garner in the second row with Luciano Leilua. Joe Offahengawi in the 13. Tuolagi, Alex Twol, New Brown, and Stefano make up your bench there. On the extended, couple of names here. Obviously, Seafarth, Modern, Little, Peachy, Tupu, and David Nofaluma. Good to see Nof named. Hasn't played for a couple of weeks now since his concussion. Reportedly, according to the Telegraph, whether you believe it or not, left Leichhardt last week with some headaches at halftime. So we wish Knopf all the very best, and it's great to see his name on that team list once again. Brooks is coming off a hamstring, you would assume he will play. But if Brooks or Hastings is ruled out, you would obviously see Jock Madden in the 19 come straight in and play there, and he will do a good job for them. The late game on Saturday night comes to you from Shark Park, 7:35. We've got the Cronulla Sharks taking on the Sydney Roosters for the Sharkies. Lachie Miller off an unreal debut. Drops out of the side as expected. Will Kennedy in the one. Katoa and Mulitalo on the stings. Connor Tracy and Talakai are your centres. Moylan and Hines are your halves. Toby Rudolph up front with big Royce Hunt. Blake Brayley in the nine. Britton Nakor and Wade Graham in the second row with Cam McInnes in the 13. Aiden Tolman, Braden Trindle, Teague Wilton and Andrew Fifita make up your bench there. Still no sign on the extended bench of Dale Finucane, which is disappointing. We wish Dale all the very best. Lachie Miller is sitting there. Cade Dykes, Luke Metcalf. So a couple of options there, but getting a little bit worried about Dale Finucane, and obviously missing a couple of weeks now. And with Origin just around the corner, you would have thought he would have been keen as to play. For the Sydney Roosters, Teddy at fullback, Tupu on one wing, Suwali on the other side, Momorowski and Manu make up your centres. Sammy Walker at six, Luke Keary at seven. Jared Rea-Hargraves lines up in the front row with Lindsay Collins, with Hutcho named in the nine jersey this week. Angus Crichton on one edge, and Nat Butcher named on the other edge with Takiaho in the 13. On the bench, Watson, Fletcher Baker, Terrell May, and Satili Tupanua return. So keep an eye on Satili Tupanua. I wouldn't be surprised to see him come into this side. If he does come in, he will come in on one of the edges, and Nat Butcher will move to the 13 jersey, you would have to assume. On their extended, got Egan Butcher there, Billy Smith, Kevin Naguama, Adam Kieran, and Saluka Fifita. A heap of options there for the Sydney Roosters. I'm only expecting one change, though, which is Tupanua to potentially start with Nat Butcher moving to 13 and Takiaho potentially coming back into the bench rotation there. All right, Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m., coming to you from Belmore. First game of the year at Belmore. Sensational for the Bulldogs. At fullback, they've named Matt Dufty. I thought there'd be a change, and I think you should keep an eye on that leading into the week. Kiraz has been named on the wing. A good little win for Supercoach players. I think most people will bring him in this week. He, of course, will play in round 13 as well. Josh Adokar returns on the other wing as well, with Shoup and Avarillo in the centres. Matty Burton and Flano are your halves. Luke Thompson up front with Paul Vaughan, JMK at nine. Corey Waddell named on one edge, and this is the other wild card. Max King named on the other side, a guy with a huge PPM, a great offload as well. So him on the edge, if he plays big minutes there, that could be anything for Max King. So I'll wait and see there. Supercoach classic players, you'll be holding him for another week anyway because he does play round 13, but this could make him very, very interesting. Josh Jackson returns to his usual role in the 13 jersey. Zach Docker-Clay on the bench with Tevita Pango Jr., Chris Patolo, and RF. FM. Interesting to see if Max King does play edge or if Jackson just wants his 13 jersey. We do see that sometimes, so keep an eye on that. Siamana Fanai, Topine, Wakeham, Stimson, Ockenbaugh, and Alamotti on their extended bench there. I'm not expecting any real changes to that Canterbury side though. Let's have a look at the St. George Illawarra Dragons, who the Bulldogs take on there. At fullback, Cody Ramsey retains his one jersey after the game of his career thus far. Matty Fiangai, Ravalawa, Moses Sully, and Zach Lomax make up your back five with Ramsey. In the six, Amone. In the seven, Benny Hunt. Up front, Francis Molo and Blake Laurie with Moses Mbai in the nine jersey. Jack Bird and Tariq Sims on each edge with JDB in the 13 jersey. Andrew McCulloch returns in jersey 14 for the Dragons. Keep an eye on a late change there. Aaron Woods, Michael Molo, and Tyrell Fuimayono make up your bench. On your extended heap of options here again, Jack Goss, Tal Moga, Bud Sullivan, Tyrell Sloan, Josh Kerr, Jackson Ford, Jaden Hunt, all first graders there. Just keep an eye on changes that Hook could make. All right, Sunday afternoon, the last game of the week. The Canberra Raiders taking on the Parramatta Eels at 4 o'clock, coming to you from GIO Stadium in Canberra. The Raiders, they look to have turned a bit of a corner in their season, so this will be a really interesting clash. For the Raiders, Xavier Savage is in the one jersey, Chancellor Clockstead out, so Savage gets his opportunity in the one. Nick Kotrick on the wing with Jordan Rapana on the other side. Jared Croker returns with Matty Tomoko. Jack Whiten in the six, and we finally get to see Jamal Fogarty in the seven jersey. Great to see Fogarty back. Josh Papali and Joey Tapanay up front. Zach Wolford retains his spot in the nine. Hudson Young on one edge. Elliot Whitehead on the other side with Adam Elliott in the 13. Really like the look of this Raiders side. This is just about how I would pick them. Tommy Starling, Ryan Sutton, Sebastian Chris, and Corey Horsburgh on the bench there. Your extended bench, couple of guys here. Brad Schneider, who dropped out of the side for Fogarty. Harry Rushton, James Schiller, Corey Hutterer-Nider, who played reserve grade last week and was very good, along with Trey Mooney, who played reserve grade last week and was great. Emery Gula and Matt Frawley in jersey 24. Let's move to the Parramatta Eels. Clint Gutherson at fullback. Wonga Blake on one wing. Bailey Simonson on the other side. Will Penasini and Offachick make up your centres. Dill Brown and Mitch Moses in the halves up front.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Regan Campbell-Gillard and Junior Paulo with Reid Marnie in the nine. On the edges, Sean Lane and Murata Nikore with Isaiah Papali'i named in the 13. He did play a lot through the middle in last week's game, so an interesting move there for Papali'i. On the bench, Makatoa, Ryan Madison, Oregon Kafusi, and Nathan Brown. Keep an eye on Papali'i. That might be ducks and drapes there. See how they go with that move, but that is a very interesting one. On the bench, Bryce Cartwright, Jake Arthur, Mitch Ryan, Hayes Perham, Sean Russell, Kai Rodwell and Micah Sivo. So keep an eye on Micah Sivo and Sean Russell. Hayes Perham has obviously dropped out of the side too with Wonga Blake returning, so you might see more changes to that Parramatta backline as the week goes on. So plenty of changes there heading into round 12, guys. Probably the big storylines, Jamal Fogarty returning for the Canberra Raiders. That will be great for Jack Whiten in that game. Much needed. Max King potentially moving to an edge. It might just be a bit of a jersey number swap. As crazy as that sounds, it wouldn't shock me. Kiraz jumping into the Bulldogs side. A lot of Supercoach players will be moving to him. I know that I'll be moving to him this week to free up some cash and make a bit more coin there. Plenty of other changes this week as well. Obviously, hopefully, Nat Butcher stays in that Rooster side and plays big minutes. Will Kennedy returns to the Sharkies, which is great to see. You got Luke Brooks returning for the West Tigers along with Dane Laurie, which is massive. Trent Peoples unfortunately drops out of that South Sydney side and a real stinger for Supercoach players. But we'll touch on that more tomorrow in Beers and Break-Evens. We'll get Timmy Williams' expert opinion. Jazz Tavega up in the front row for the New Zealand Warriors. That's one that really interests me over the next few weeks, especially the Warriors playing round 13. Jazzy could be a really good get there. Brisbane Broncos, still no sign of Adam Reynolds. Unfortunately, we would have loved to have seen him back. But Dave Fafita does return for the Titans on the pine there, so definitely a spot to keep an eye on in that side. Hamiso comes onto the wing for the North Queensland Cowboys, so you can lock Drinkwater in as a fullback option for round 13. He will hold onto that spot now. Taumalolo, we already knew he was out. He will not be there. Sivatalakai is another one we were a little bit worried about. He has been named, so he will play. A heap of changes. Ruben Garrick moves to fullback. Tommy Turbo not going to be there for the rest of the season, obviously, and Harry Grant moves back to his preferred position in the hooking role. So plenty of changes this week in round 12. It's going to be a cracking week before we head into all the buys next week, which is going to be a little bit of carnage. This is the last real week of regular footy that we'll see for quite some time. So enjoy it whilst we've got it. And just keep in mind, too, keep an eye on a couple of guys like, you know, Ryan Madison, Angus Crichton, these sort of guys that are running out this weekend and are playing for New South Wales and Queensland jerseys. I'm sure they'll put in a big performance. Guys like Ruben Cotter as well. There's a heap of guys around this league that are right on the edge of getting selected, and a couple of guys who are a bit older, have played a lot more games, that are potentially on the edge of falling out of State of Origin teams, that they'll be looking for one big performance to impress the head coaches in Brad Fittler and Billy Slater.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.